situation. Key formation. Beachy under center. Hands it off to his Brandon Harper. Rumbles down to about the 35-yard line. Gains 8 on the play. Now second and 2. Nice looking drive. No, nice looking run there from Brandon Harper, number 28.
Yeah, and a nice looking tackle by Austin Self, the sophomore, 5'8", 150 pounds. Bringing down the 6'1", 180-pound running back by himself. Nice play there by the sophomore.
Clock winding down. It's now down to 4:50. Second and a yard from the 35-yard line is USA. Receiver wide each way. Brackley in the slot receiver spot. Three men in the backfield. Beachy back to pass to his right and overthrows Dan Rickett. Hit his left hand. Fully outreach and ball's incomplete. Now third and a yard coming up for USA.
A little space between him and his defender, Travis Essemaker, but to throw a little bit too high for Rick to make a play on. Very close to a nice completion there for USA.
Jake Beachy is 4 for 16 on the night for 44 yards and interception. Now lining up in the T formation, three men in the backfield, the 34-yard line. The handoff right at the middle, they get the first down by about a yard. They're out to the 37. The ball carrier was Tim Zoom, number 25. First and 10, USA.
Number 47, Aaron Ginter made the stop.
Gain of 5 when all said and done on that last one. First and 10 situation for the Patriots from their own 37-yard line, maybe the 38. T formation, Beachy back to pass, rolling to his right, throws down the middle, and is intended for number 80, Garrett Nix. Falls incomplete. Outreach was there with the coverage. Hits him as he was touching the ball. Falls incomplete. Second and 10.
Nice coverage there by 47, Aaron Ginter. Made contact with the receiver, Nix, as the ball came to him. Nice job by him to avoid the defensive penalty and make a nice stop.
Now 3 minutes remain in the game here. 42-6, USA trailing Harbor Beach. USA with the ball, and it's a handoff to Brandon Harper right down the gap on the left hash out to the 44. That's a gain of 6. Now 3rd and 4 coming up for USA.
Number 19, Jared Beaudet makes his first tackle of the night.
3rd and 4, 2:42 left in the fourth quarter, 42-6. Harbor Beach leading with a running clock over USA. Last we heard in Ubley, Ubley was leading 26-20 over Bad Axe. T formation, 3rd and 4 is a handoff to the left side of McKay Jones, hit to the line of scrimmage, and pushes forward to about the 46, gains about 2 yards with all his might. And now we have a player down, looks like he's getting up now. Looks like he got a little bit of a stinger. That's number 61, Joe Russ. So we have a timeout called with 2:15 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading 42-6. You're tuned to WLEW.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Fourth and 2, T formation. It's a handoff right up the middle for USA. They get it by about 2 yards. They hand it off to number 28, Brandon Harper. Gets the first down by about 3 yards and moves the chains. First and 10 right from midfield. And USA moving after a 3-yard gain. 50 yards to go, minute 50 left of the game.
The senior nose guard there, Josh Keyes, made the tackle.
Beachy hands it off to number 45. His first carry of the night gets out for about 9 yards out to the 41-yard line. That's number 45, Zach Comer. He's a 5'11 senior, 175 running back, also defensive back. Out to the 41-yard line, 9-yard gain. Second in the yard.
the junior end, number 80, Nick Hessling, makes the tackle.
And the kicker.
The kicker, yes.
Minute 20 remains now. Clock winding down. Running clock situation. Second and yard for USA. Hands it off to number 25. Tim Zub gets across the line of scrimmage, across the stick, out to about the 40-yard line. Out to be stopped at the 37. That's a gain of 4. First down one more time for USA. 60 seconds remain. First and 10 from the 37.
Aaron Ginther and number 19, Jared Baudette, combined for that tackle.
First and 10, T formation for Peachy and the Patriots under center. There's the snap. Rolling to his right, looking back to pass. Everyone, great coverage from Howard Beach. Rolling back is down to the 50. Has to chuck it out there. And it's actually caught by McKay Jones at the 22. Great grab from McKay Jones. It was nearly like a 30-yard pass because Beachy was so far behind the line of scrimmage. And it was a 17-yard grab from McKay Jones. Moving the chains with 15 seconds left. USA is going to get about one more playoff here. And this one's going to be in the books. It's Howard Beach 42, USA 6. There's the last play. Beachy rolling to his right, looking to pass. Gets it all the way down to about the 2-yard line. Into the face mask of Avery Wainer, 86. And the clock shows zeros. So the final score here as the regular season has concluded for Howard Beach and USA. It's Howard Beach 42, USA 6. After four quarters are played in a cold, wet, and dreary Howard Beach, Michigan. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We'll be back in a few minutes to wrap this thing up from Howard Beach. Keep it locked on.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
The road to Ford Field begins this Sunday. WLEW Sports is proud to present the MHSAA Selection Show live on 102.1 FM this Sunday at 5:40 p.m. Join me, Clark Ramsey, your host and play-by-play announcer for all season, Dave Hansen, color commentary, Eddie Fury, Thumbtail Gator sports producer, and the Huron Daily Tribune's Paul Adams for the most in-depth look at the postseason. Find out how our local teams will fare by listening this Sunday at 5:40 p.m. to the MHSAA Football Selection Show. Your home for the postseason is still WLEW Sports. Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know